But I want to talk about the supply chain. I've been talking about it here and there. I know Mike Church has been talking about it a lot as well. And the warnings that people are ignoring. The warnings that people are ignoring are just very grim. And this comes hand in hand with the article that I just read during our rip and read session here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade channel. Let me read that headline again in case you missed it. A historic increase in food stamp benefits start today. Benefits are going to jump 27% above pre-pandemic levels. Remember that. 27% above where we were pre-pandemic. Quote-unquote pandemic, of course. And these people, and it's either supplemental the SNAP program or whatever programs you want to call it. These people are relying on what? The supply chain. They are relying on the supply chain. And this is why you and I need to get our houses in order. Whether that's getting another 2 weeks of freeze-dried food, which I have to do. Right now I'm at 6 weeks. That would put me at 8 weeks. A lot of you guys are following the advice of Mitter Monday and Mitter Brian Koch. Our farmers on Free Farm Friday with Mike Church. It doesn't even matter what you grow. I think people are always like, what do I grow? Should I grow this or should I grow something? Grow beans and okra. Grow something you can feed your family. Right? There's a joke in their Crusader messaging group that okra says 0% hard on the label. Now, for some of you, get your heads out of the gutter. What that means is you just literally toss the okra in the ground and it grows. All right? If you have no ability to farm, look up 0% hard growing foods like zucchini and okra. Throw them in the ground and feed your family. Because the time of being able to go and get whatever you want, and believe me, I still take advantage of it because in my mind, I'm preparing for when the supply chain ends, but I'm enjoying the fact that the supply chain still exists. There's going to be a time when there's no more buffalo wings. And even more of a time when there's no more boneless buffalo wings, which, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do in that case. Or any of these kinds of things. That's stuff that we're used to. All right. Thank you for that, Justin. I don't know if there's enough honey barbecue sauce for me to get over eating a pigeon. Squirrel?
If you come to New Orleans, some of the Mexican restaurants, you quite question if that's really chicken.
No. Well, right now, most places you have to question whether it's chicken or not, because there's a chicken shortage.
Especially when the cooks are getting arrested for shooting pigeons.
Yeah. Hey, where'd that pigeon go that was here 5 minutes ago? Bon appetit! Hey, you. The idea that you need to be as self-sufficient as possible. Now, we all can't be Thomas Massey and be that way. We'd all like to be, or like Suzanne Sherman or any of these other people that are, I mean, they're not 100% off, but they're pretty off the grid as it gets. All right, anyway, let me get to this article. A coalition of transport associations have warned world leaders the supply chains face collapse. That's their words. Not me, not Alex Jones, not anybody else. Yes, it is a chicken nugget, and it's delicious, so let's move on from that. You're not shaming me. Oh, it's a chicken nugget. I still love it. In an open letter to the United Nations, the IRU, the International Transportation Association, the IATA, the International Chamber of Shipping, the ICS, and the International Transport Workers Federation, or the ITF. These guys love them. This is just like one big old game of alphabet soup. They all made an urgent plea for a reinstatement of freedom of movement. Freedom of movement. That's the problem. That's the problem. It's not anything else. The IRU said, global shipping chains are beginning to buckle as 2 years worth of strain on transport workers take their toll. We hear about it every morning. We've been hearing about it every morning with Miss Fiorella Nash and the Amazing Early Show, which you guys just have your alarm, wake up and turn it on. It's not like you're listening to this voice. You're getting to listen to a very nice, lovely sounding British voice, a nice, lovely woman, British voice. Female British with, hello, good morning, right? That's nice to wake up to, not like, wake up, ah! No, it's not, you're not waking up to this. You're waking up to a nice, beautiful voice by Miss Fiorella Nash. Listen to it in the morning. But she's talking about the supply chain shortages they have, how they're drafting the military to fill those needs. And guess what? We're probably 4 weeks behind that. I mean, they're already drafting the National Guard to drive buses and be nurses. How close are we to getting them drafted into doing that? Because that's apparently the fix for everything, is the military. By liberals. Remember when liberals hated the military? Now they love them. They love them some military. The IRU, I already said that. In the letter, the associations reminded governments of early warnings from transportation heads. But it says, quote, states fail to listen or take decisive or coordinated action. Instead, politicians shifted the focus. As a result, the IRU, the IATA, the ICS, and the ITF want, quote, an end to blame shifting within and between governments to resolve the crisis before looming holiday season increased demand, further pressuring supply chains. Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Because the governments are too addicted to the power that the corona gives them. They would rather see the supply chains fall, because who does that benefit? Yeah. Who does that benefit? Benefits the government. Because they have a population that is not self-sufficient. So if the supply chain buckles, who are the people going to blame the government? No, because in their minds, the government is the only one that can fix it. And not this idea, and not the fact that, well, I can get my own food. You know, I can get, it wouldn't be great, but I can get solar panels and some solar generators for a couple hours of power a day to do, like, laundry and maybe take some showers and stuff like that. You know, as long as you, of course, lower your expectations on those. But no, and I guess we're all somewhat addicted in one way, shape, or form to them. So there's that. The demand transport workers have been given, they demand transport workers be giving vaccine priority. Well, that's a dumb idea. And creation of a standardized process for the demonstration of health credentials. Not going to happen either. A spokesman for the IRU told the Lodestar, which is what I'm getting it from, Lodestar.com. Lodestar! Lode! Vaccines are not enough, and the global standard digital pass was essential to reduce growing friction in global supply chains, pointing to the EU's COVID pass as emblematic of what was needed. As long as the pass isn't combined with additional, often pointless testing requirements for transportation workers, this will help cross-border flow for trucks. Here's a crazy thing, and I don't know that much about truckers or shipping, so please don't get mad at me, truckers. I plead ignorance. When you guys are truckers, outside of having to hand off the sheet, do you guys even have to interact with the produce or even the people who are unloading? Because a lot of times, you guys are just backing the thing up, parking it. Now, unless you're like a fuel delivery driver, you got to get out and pour out the fuel. I get that one. But if you're just delivering groceries or stuff like that, do you actually have to deliver the actual food? Or does it depend? Like I said, my whole thing is I don't really... My understanding about how truckers do their thing is it's bits and pieces. Some, I know you guys can just back it up and let the guys unload it. Some, you actually have to unload yourself. So it's all different things. But, of course, every government has to have their own pointless testing requirements for transport workers. So there's no way they can streamline this process. First of all, you're appealing to the United Nations, so we already know we're screwed. And then they also appealed to the World Health Organization and International Labor Organization to raise the issue with the United Nations, warning that many workers were leaving the sector as a result of poor treatment throughout the pandemic. Of course, you guys are just plebs. Because the elites in the establishment always think there's always, we'll just import some refugees and they'll do it. But apparently, here's the thing, there's never going to be enough refugees or third world immigrants to come in, because at that point, alright, yeah, so some, they just open the door and untie the straps. So this idea that they need to be vaccinated and they have to have all these passport cards and all this, they don't even interact with anybody. They don't even interact the majority of the time, a lot of them. Now, once again, I plead ignorance, not all of them. But the fact that they're having to go through all this, and like container ships, which if you look at a map of ports and the amount, I think outside of one California port, there was like 52 cargo ships waiting to dock. Something like that. Please don't quote me on it. There is a massive backlog of container ships off the coast of these United States, whether it's California, whether it's here in the Gulf, whether it's the Atlantic coast, because they shut them down, they open them up. Oh, we have to send 5 guys home because they tested positive for COVID, even though they don't have symptoms. That's a thing too. People are getting tested, and then they're told, you have to go home, but they're like, I'm fine, I don't feel bad. Yes, but you have COVID, you have to leave for 2 weeks. Oh, well, now we have less workers on the dock to actually do the work. It's stupid, imbecilic policies. ITF Secretary General Cotton, Stephen Cotton, said transportation workers have kept the world supply chain and people moving despite the neglect of world leaders. They have worked throughout the border closures. There you go. Who posted that? Thank you, Ave Maria. Those are the amount. Look at the ships that are waiting outside. Or just look at the amount of ships that are going on the west coast of the U.S. just there. Transport workers have kept the world supply chains and people moving despite the neglect of world leaders. We have worked through border closures, an inability to return home, a lack of access to health care, restrictive quarantine requirements, and complete and utter certainty born from government ineptitude. The time has come for governments to respond to workers' needs. If not, they'll be responsible for the collapse of the supply chain and the unnecessary death of suffering workers. Here's the thing. They don't care. The supply chain could collapse tomorrow. The elites are still going to get their stake in their air conditioning. You're asking for help from an organization that's already got their needs met. There is, and this is what I used to tell people when we used to do tabletop exercises in my Homeland Security class. People would try to break down how long it would take for an area to recover, and I would always tell them, yeah, well, your matrix or your rubric is messed up because the government's going to restart their own stuff first. But so that's why they tell you 72 hours for emergency kits, because they're even telling you government's going to get itself taken care of before it takes care of you. And now we're seeing that when the stuff does come in, where does it go first? Goes to the politicians. Goes to Jeff Bezos. Well, Jeff Bezos has his own fleet of planes. He flies his own stuff in. How can this be remedied? I bitched about it for 15 minutes. How can this be remedied? Well, no matter how big your backyard is, Mike was talking about it in Free Farm Friday, you don't have to grow a ton of food for your family.